Thank you so much. Garen Angel from MagicalButter.com here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. I'm Radical Russ with CannabisRadio.com. And, of course, we saw the big Magical Butter bus truck. What is it?
We got the food truck here today.
Sandwich, wasn't that what it was called?
Yeah. The food truck's on its way across the country for the second annual Cannonball Run. This time we're raising awareness for veterans suffering from war trauma.
Excellent.
That want their medical freedom. They think that cannabis should be an option, and we support them in that. So we're on their side, and we're walking alongside of them.
Cannonball Run. And so this is just a cross-country tour then?
Yep, second annual. Last year we went from Seattle to D.C. This year it's from Los Angeles to D.C. This is one of our stops. We just came in from Denver, and this is our fifth stop so far along the way, and Nashville on the first.
Excellent. So check that out. Can you find this out on MagicalButter.com?
Yep, you can get there from MagicalButter.com and also from CannonballRun.com.
Okay, CannonballL.
Yep.
Run.com. Gotta make sure everybody spells that. So I can't tell you how many times I've seen cannabis misspelled in the world. So you got to spell it for people.
Absolutely.
If you don't know, Magical Butter is this fantastic machine that allows you to. Well, you can describe it better than I can. I mean, it's. Ever since I saw it, I thought it was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Well, thank you. It's been a lot of fun. We're coming up on our third anniversary now, November 7th, and it automates the process of making butters, oils, tinctures, skincare products. It's total patient empowerment, and it's consistency at the touch of a button. So, you know, we're grateful for all the customers we have now around the world and grateful for the great media and our great friends in this community, very similar to you, that have helped us build this brand and also helped us to through the Cheers to Goodness organization, our charitable arm, that we go out and do great things for community and to help advance mankind.
Yeah, and folks, I'm the first one to tell you that I know a whole lot about marijuana, except the actual plant, like working with the plant. And so the Magical Butter is something I can use, right? I can put it in, push a button, things are good. And it's smell-proof, or close to it, isn't it?
Pretty smell-proof. Yeah. You know, it's designed to make it so no one has to do any work. It's like a power window versus a manual window. You push the button and you know exactly what you're going to get, and it even cleans itself. So, yeah.
You mentioned your charitable work, and I've covered your company many times, trying to help out especially the kids that are dealing with epilepsy or cancer. Talk a bit about your charitable work.
Yeah, anytime that we see somebody who's struggling, if it's in us, we try to help. And the children and, you know, the older people were really where we've focused all of our work on, the people that were struggling from cancer and the babies of the world. And this year, we've teamed up with the veterans. It was somewhat of a personal thing. This time last year, I lost my grandmother, who was a veteran. And so it was my mission this year to expand who we were reaching out to and try to help more people. And it's been a great partnership with Weed for Warriors. And I'm glad that the Cannonball Run this year is standing up for veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. I've told many people the two most important groups we have in fighting for legalization are veterans and women. And so women veterans even more so, I would suppose. Now, as we're moving forward on this, am I remembering correctly? Did I see you involved in some sort of effort in Florida?
Yeah, we've done a few different things in Florida. There was a veteran in Florida who was disabled, and he got arrested for a small grow. And we did a 5K on his behalf. Fortunately, the week following the 5K, his charges were dropped. So that's a wonderful story, I think a good success story about just bringing awareness as a community and saying, hey, look, we don't think this is right. You know, let's take another look at this case and see if that arrest was justified. And it's nice to see that, you know, there is a movement across the line, even if it's just a little bit right now. But to get a ball rolling down a hill, it's got to start with a little snowball. So,
yeah.
You know, that's really what the Cannonball Run's about. Magical Butter, cheers to goodness. It's about giving people a voice and standing beside our customers and then supplying them with innovative products to make their lives easier.
Fantastic. We're speaking with Garen Angel from MagicalButter.com. And now that legalization is happening and it seems to be the big snowball is finally rolling down the hill, there's a lot of people jumping in into this movement, a lot of people looking for a buck, easy money to be made. Tell folks about your background. What got you involved in this, and why is it so important to you from more than just a business background?
I came from the world of finance. You know, I had my own successful financial planning firm for 16 years prior to this, and it was a great career. You know, I loved my clients dearly, but really my passion for it had faded away. I started that, I was a finance major out of school, and you know, I said, I'm a finance guy for my entire life. And I had a friend with Crohn's disease who was suffering, and he didn't have a solution, and that's what started Magical Butter. And since then, it's just, it's really, this is my passion in life. And for anybody who thinks they're just going to join the cannabis industry and this is just some easy way to make money, it's the farthest thing from that. This is a run. You know, we're at the infancy of a great bull market and something that can give your family great wealth, but it's not without taking care of the patients now, because you have to earn this industry's respect. And the way you do that is you put it out there on the line. And so if you're going to come into this industry and just try to make money, please don't. You're going to ruin it for everyone. Yeah. Come in with your heart on your sleeve and go after it and try to help people and make a difference in this world, because this is one of those few opportunities that mankind has to not only make money but better mankind in the process. So that's really what we try to do. And I'm glad to sit along people like you that I know are in it for the exact same reason. And it's beautiful to have friendship and community like we share and yeah, have.
Absolutely. And make sure you're checking that out, folks. When you're wanting to do business or wanting to purchase products from some of these companies, do a little bit of homework and find out which ones are the ones that are given back to the vets, to the kids, to the charities, to the nonprofit orgs that are trying to legalize in really tough states, Idaho, for example, or wherever, right? So there's got to be an element of giving back, because if it was just about the weed and just about the money, we could stick with prohibition. Plenty of money in dealing bags on the street.
Some might even say it's more profitable,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
So, you know, with legalization and the policy change comes responsibility within the industry to become a self-regulating organization and say, hey, we're going to weed out our own bad apples. And that's really what I'm looking forward to, you know, is where we just have an open source compliance within the industry that supports the best of the best. And, you know, I think we're on the precipice of that now. And, you know, Magical Butter enjoys being on the tip of the spear. And we plan on being here for a long time to service our customers, help patients, and bring health and happiness to the world.
Excellent. Excellent. He's Garen Angel with MagicalButter.com. Check out all the work they're doing, the charitable work, the Cannaball Run. As we wind this up, give them all the contacts and webs they need to be able to find this stuff.
The first one you go to is the Russ Belville Show, and watch it from there. And then from there, MagicalButter.com. Our Facebook page, Facebook.com/MagicalButter. We've got about 230,000 fans now on there. There's the Magical Butter Users United group on Facebook as well, which is our customers all working together to help each other. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll watch our weekly our recipe of the week, which is great for you. It's entertaining and just a nice recipe for you every week that you can make in your Magical Butter machine. Instagram, Twitter, we're on all of them. So if you'd like, please follow us. We post unique content across them all. And we appreciate our fans, our customers, and just people in general. So thank you very much, Russ. It's always a pleasure to see you. And thank you to Cannabis Radio for the opportunity. And I look forward to seeing you again, probably in a city somewhere else next week.
Well, we'll find each other somewhere. I'll be in Ohio next week, so we'll see. But Garen Angel, thanks so much for joining us here on CannabisRadio.com and the Russ Belville Show. I know you got to get off to lunch, so I'll let you go get a bite to eat, and we'll see you soon.
Cheers, brother. Appreciate
you. Thank you, man. Take it easy. We'll go back to the music here on CannabisRadio.com. Our hashtag is SWCC Expo, so check that out online, SWCC Expo, on all of the social media. I'm Radical Russ, CannabisRadio.com. We're back after this.